The Royal Highland Show is now underway, and I have with me Superintendent Leslie Clark, who's in charge of policing the four-day event. Leslie, how did the show go for the first day, and how are you looking forward to the rest of it?
Thank you. Yes, I think the show is well underway. Large numbers seen yesterday. The good weather obviously attracting higher numbers, and that's a good thing. But certainly from our perspective, all going well so far.
And what advice would you give to people intending to go to the show this weekend, particularly in regard to the travel and also the personal safety?
In terms of travelling, there are car parks in the vicinity of the event, which are available for use. But in addition, I would ask people to plan their route, think about how they're going to get to the event and away from the event safely, and where possible, consider the use of public transport. I know that there are a number of buses available throughout the city, and one of the big benefits is it comes right up to the gate, so passengers can get right off at the main gate. All this information and traffic information is available on Twitter. And what I would ask people to consider is looking at the site, which is hashtag RHSTravel2014.
And we've seen very good temperatures at the show, and these look set to continue for the rest of the weekend. That means that people may be at risk of sunstroke or some other type of effects of the weather. What advice would you give to people?
I think people have to be responsible for their own well-being, and in particular think about sunscreen and the clothes that they're going to wear, especially if they're going to be out there for a long period, and consider the shade option, because there are some exhibitions within covered areas. Also keep well hydrated, and if you do decide to participate or to partake in alcohol, please drink sensibly.
Police Scotland have a number of officers there providing a number of functions, including the Road Safety Village. But what, in fact, are you doing to make sure that people are keeping themselves safe?
Well, we would ask the public to take some responsibility in that as well and look after their possessions, in particular laptops, cameras, mobile phones, and think about their handbags and wallets. But in addition, I have officers there who are there to assist the public. Also, in terms of the road policing, as you already alluded to, we're out there trying to make it as safe and as easy a journey as possible. But there will be heavy congestion, and I would ask people to be mindful of that and leave plenty of time for any journeys.